All right, so today's episode, we're going to talk about emotional dependency. And the question that you have to ask yourself is, do I act emotionally dependent on my friends, with my friends? And usually, if you act emotionally dependent with your friends, then you act emotionally dependent with your family and with other interactions you have, because It's an addictive state of being. There's a quote from Regeneration that says, "Emotional dependency is when you allow others to define your inner worth and your identity. When you're emotionally dependent, you're compulsively seeking other people's approval and attention in an attempt to secure your own sense of self-worth. It doesn't work, but you keep trying." That's really deep. And it makes you stop and think, like, whoa, is that me? If it hits home, then yes, it is you. So one of the points I want to bring up when it comes to emotional dependency, to help you figure out if this is you, is you neglect your needs and your desires, and you prioritize the needs and desires of other people over yourself. And when you do that, when you prioritize other people's needs and desires over yourself, what you are in effect telling your inner child is that your emotions are not as important as other people's emotions. You are compounding and building up on feelings of less value, feelings of inferiority, and feelings of insecurity. Maybe building up from years through your childhood and into your adulthood. And then they become stronger and stronger, and you don't realize what's going on inside of yourself. So if this is hitting home, you're realizing this is you, then you're asking, what's the solution? And the solution is to talk to your inner child. To let her know that even though she may have been treated as if her feelings didn't matter at some stage in life, that it is not true. Tell your inner child that her feelings and her happiness matter the most to you, and that you will do everything possible from now on to give her everything she wants that make her feel good. Another point of emotional dependency is a certain type of behavior, which is people-pleasing. Trying to anticipate other people's needs and reactions, and trying to make those emotional experiences happen for them so that they can see you as valuable. What you have to remember is that you don't control other people's thoughts. You have full control over your own mind, but you have absolutely no control over another person's mind. Their thoughts are theirs, and theirs only, just like yours are. If you observe them, you will notice how they have a healthier self-view, where they prioritize their needs and wants over other people's. You may say to yourself, oh, they are just being selfish, and I am being selfless. But consider that you are also self-motivated by the sensations you get from these self-sacrificial interactions. In fact, you may not realize that negative emotions are addictive and just as pleasurable as positive emotions. You may be constantly co-creating this sort of environment with different people in order to fill your need for negative emotions, to fill your addiction for negative emotions. You need to realize that the spiral of negative emotions that you go through when your attempts to please don't bring the expected result. It's bad for your nervous system. Really bad. Negative emotions are proven to affect your physical health and to create disease conditions. You are harming yourself out of your addiction to negative emotions. So what's the solution? Why don't you switch the addiction to positive emotions instead? The strongest positive emotion out there, and the strongest addiction of all, is loving yourself. That's right. Learn to love yourself, your thoughts, your emotions, the things that make you different and unique from other people. How can people get a chance to love you for you if you're busy pushing yourself and pushing your thoughts down and trying to be other people? The third point I want to bring up of emotional dependency is the strain that it puts on your relationships, where internally you are expecting a specific set of actions, words, and conditions from your friends in order to maintain your internal emotional equilibrium. And as soon as these conditions are not met, and most likely conditions that you probably didn't tell them about out of fear of how they may think of you, as soon as these secret conditions are not met, you spiral into an internal meltdown. And then because you are afraid to draw boundaries, your resentment grows and grows and shows up in tiny, unexplained ways that confuse your friends and confuse you as well. And also, if you spent enough time turning yourself into a doormat for others, they may be spoiled and irritated when you achieve the courage to use your voice instead of parroting theirs, to speak up for your emotions instead of theirs. You need to regain a balanced relationship, and this is definitely possible without abandoning the relationship or going into a big meltdown and burning down all the bridges. So what's the solution to relieve the stress, the strain on your relationships? You need to create clear boundaries that require change from you and not from your friends. The actions to be taken are yours, not theirs, because remember, you only control yourself and not others. So instead of, oh, you hurt my feelings, you need to apologize or I will never feel right and we can't be friends anymore. Instead of that narrative, turn it into a story about you from your viewpoint. You might say, I don't feel good when people use those words with me. I would appreciate it if you no longer speak to me in this way. If this continues to happen, then I may need to pull back on how much time we spend together. Now, make sure to remain calm and kind throughout the conversation where you're establishing your boundaries without over-explaining yourself or arguing, even if they get angry with you. And then, as a follow-up, as soon as that boundary is crossed again, take the action that you decided you needed to take. Again, with good intentions and with kindness. Following through on your own boundaries will tell your inner child that yes, her feelings matter. And that they matter the most to you. And it will also signal to the person who is meant to be in your life that not only do you love yourself, but that you value the relationship that you have with them and that you don't want it to end. And that's why you're drawing these boundaries. Now, those who are not meant to be in your life will do you a favor and disappear. Huh. What a relief to no longer worry about pouring your energy into someone who doesn't want to be around anyway. So, just to help yourself get to a healthier place where you're emotionally depending on yourself, where you're emotionally independent, you can use this affirmation to remind yourself of who you are. Say to yourself, I am a beautiful, valued, vibrational, creative being. Everything that I am is also attracted to me. My existence matters to the universe. I am an important part of creation. I am a child of God. My thoughts are powerful. My thoughts are amazing. My thoughts create change. I am powerful. I have complete control over everything that happens in my world. All right, Goddess. Practice this over and over again until it becomes a habit. Replace those negative emotions with positive ones as you gain emotional independence and learn to trust your own feelings. Continue showing up for yourself and taking care of your inner child. She is here to stay, and she needs you to be her number one provider and her number one lover.